In each of your hands, you carry all the power of the universe. Each of your fingers represents one element and one planet. The palms of your hands contain various symbols that tell us the nature of your karma. Hands are the sources of your creative expression, carrying your desires from your heart into the outer world. Both the nadis, or the subtle energy channels, and your physical nerve endings culminate in great numbers in the tips of your fingers. Mudras, which are energetic seals for the body, often using the hands, allow us to harness this prana or power that's present in our hands and use it for our heart's purpose. In this meditation, we'll practice four simple mudras that offer simple, subtle, and wonderful healing benefits. To begin, find a comfortable seated position, one in which your spine is relatively upright, but not forced upright. You could sit on the floor on top of a cushion that is at the height that allows your knees to fall at or below the level of your hip bones. Or you could sit on a chair with your feet flat on the floor. Just be sure that you're comfortable and not slouching. Make any final movements you need to remove any tension and tightness from your body. Release into your breath. Take a slow, deep breath in, expanding your rib cage and belly out. And then hold the inhale at the bottom for just one count. As you exhale, contract your rib cage and belly in, and then hold that exhale out for just one count before you breathe back in. We'll do this breath a few more times. Inhale, expand your rib cage, and hold at the bottom of that inhale for one count. Exhale, contract your rib cage, and hold here. Inhale, expand, and hold one count. Exhale, contract, and hold one count. Two more. Inhale, expand, hold. Exhale, contract, hold. Inhale, expand, hold. Exhale, contract, hold. You can bring your breath to a normal pattern, but do focus on continuing with the expanding your rib cage on the inhale and contracting it on the exhale. We'll start with Jnana Mudra. Bring the tips of your index fingers on both hands to touch the tips of your thumbs gently. You're not forcing your fingertips together, just gently meeting them. Your other three fingers will extend outward and straightish, but not being forced. You can place your hands palms up on your knees or thighs, and your elbows should be moving towards straight, but remaining soft and loose. Jnana means wisdom or knowledge. So this is the mudra of wisdom or knowledge. As we hold this mudra, breathing, ask this question: what is the nature of wisdom? And in these next few minutes of silence, see what appears. Release Jnana Mudra. And we'll now move to Prana Mudra. Bring the tips of your ring and pinky fingers to touch the tips of your thumbs. Place your hands palms up on your knees or thighs. And again, your elbows should be working towards straight, but still soft and loose. Prana is life force, or the subtle energy of consciousness. It is life in its most subtle form. Prana mudra, then, is a way to harness and utilize our own prana to realize our heart's desires. As you breathe and hold prana mudra, ask the question, what is the nature of my life force? And allow the answer to appear in the silence that follows. Release prana mudra, and we'll now move to abhaya mudra. Bring your right hand to shoulder level with your palm facing forward. Your fingertips are extended upward but held loosely. So there might be a gentle curving of your fingertips towards your palms, but do keep the fingertips upright. The word abhaya means without fear or fearlessness. This mudra encourages wise bravery and movement forward without fear, being fully aware of your divine protection. Holding this mudra, breathe and ask the question, what is the nature of divine protection? Release Sapaya Mudra. And we'll move to the final mudra, Hridaya Anjali Mudra. Bring the palms of your hands together at heart center in a prayer position, and then gently move to point your fingertips away from your heart, and then open your palms away from one another. Your thumbs will rest on the top of the bases of your index fingers, and the rest of your fingertips will touch so that your hands will create a kind of bowl or a place of an offering from your Hridaya, or your spiritual heart. As you breathe here, holding Hridaya Anjali Mudra, ask the question, what is the nature of my sacred offering? Release Hridaya Anjali Mudra and bring your hands to your knees or your thighs in a relaxed and easy position. You're going to keep your palms face up or down at this point. Keeping your eyes closed, feel the parts of you that are touching the earth, sinking downward into her support. Feel the parts of you that are expanding out into the air, lightening into his lift. Take a few gentle breaths here. Gently open your eyes, bringing your gaze around you. Look at some things that are very far away, and then shift your gaze to things that are very close to your body. This reorients you to your space and awakens you back. May you walk with renewed energy, peace, and self-love. Namaste.